The horrible thing about the lake of fire in the outer darkness is that the worm dies not. The worm is the conscience. People will remember for eternity the opportunities that God showed them that they had and that they didn't take. And they will remember them for eternity. When a person goes into hell, hell must expand. It was not created for people, it was created for Satan and the fallen angels. So hell expands for every person that goes down there. It goes up to meet them. Hell comes up to meet that person. So as the soul is falling into hell, hell is rising up to capture that soul. I can't fathom what that was like. It is not something that I like to think about too much, but I like to keep it in the back of my mind that it's there. Not for my sake, but to keep my heart warm, burning for the lost. In hell, there is no bottom. That means there's no place to land. There's no place for the foot to rest in hell. In the lake of fire, it is a lake. Imagine if somehow you fell out of an airplane or off of a ship, you have no life preserver, but you fall into the ocean. For a little while, you can swim, but not for too long. Eventually, hypothermia, exhaustion, things like that would take over. In the lake of fire, burning will take over. In the ocean, eventually you would wear out so much that you would simply fall underwater as you gave up. In the lake of fire, you may fall under into the lake, but it will still be burning. Hell is real. Souls are there now. There are people that we will see at the White Throne Judgment, and it will be as though we can see them face to face. But we will see them as we are sitting in the grandstands, and there is no place found for them before God. So they cannot even stay in one spot before Him. It's kind of like they are here and here, and then they are here and over there and here. And there's no place for them. For us, Jesus goes to prepare a place. For them, there is no place. And they will stand at the white throne as best as they are able, and God will reveal every opportunity that person had to receive the Savior, and every single time they said no. And then He will throw them out. And we will see them. And some of them will be people we knew. Some of them will be people that God impressed on our heart to speak to, but we would not. Different reasons: fear, self-consciousness, embarrassment, whatever the reasons may be. And we will see them. We are God's only plan for spreading the gospel. There is no other plan. We are God's only plan for spreading the gospel. And there is a world of people out there, more than half of which has never even heard the name of Christ. Yet without Him, they have no hope. We're going to be in the grandstands, and we're going to weep buckets of tears. The weeping will be so profound that God will actually have to wipe away our memories. He'll wipe away our tears and He'll wipe away our memories so that we cannot remember what we had just seen. In hell, those people will be there for eternity, but they will not be remembered. They will be forgotten. They will be there. They will be alive. They will be in a lake, and the lake is a fire lake. And there is no water underneath where you could at least escape the fire. It's almost like a lake of lava, if you will. And there's no escape, and there's no end. There will be no dying there. People will wish they could die, but they cannot. There will be no dying in hell. Can you imagine if you were... This happens sometimes. If you were driving along the road and you saw a car accident and there was a fire building up. And sometimes you hear about some passerby or police officer runs to the car, drags an unconscious driver or passenger out of the car, and the car erupts. Can you imagine not doing anything about it? You have the opportunity, you see a line of fire approaching the car. You can see you have time to get this person out. You can open the door, you can pull them out, but you simply watch. This is what the church, much of the church does today. Much of the Christian world simply watches as people perish needlessly in the fire. Can you see why Jesus said the very last thing, be soul winners? Be soul winners. Do you see why He came to seek and save that which was lost? Because there's a lost and dying world, and they're going into hell, and then they're going to be in the lake of fire. God, let us be soul winners. Why? Because there are some who will respond. Pastor Stevens was saved from a tract. What a tract. That was one valuable piece of paper. Just a few inches in size, a simple message, but hundreds of thousands of people, millions in fact, saved because of that one piece of paper. Don't be familiar with the fact that we're handing out what looks by sight like pieces of paper. And some people take them and some people don't. Some people read them. Some people stick them in their pocket. Some people throw them on the ground. It's the eternal Word of God. Eternity in their pocket. It's eternity in their pocket. A tract is an unbelievably valuable and powerful thing, because it carries the message of salvation. It doesn't look like much, neither did Jesus. But the value and the power and the importance is immense. One soul is worth more than the entire world. One soul. And yet there's, what is it, almost 6 billion people on earth? About 2.6, 2.7, I don't know exactly, have never heard of Christ. 2.7 billion have never heard of Christ. Or 3.7, I don't remember. It's more than half, so it'd have to be more than that. More than half have never heard of Christ. But the church doesn't pay attention. So people go to hell. There is grace, but there is also accountability. See, if the watchman does not proclaim the message, then the blood is on the watchman's hands. That's not to say we strive. Christ draws them. The Holy Spirit wins them. But we bring them the message. We don't strive in it. We're led in it. But the Bible says that we are to be soul winners. Can't do away with it.